This recording, Cyprus 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Well, I was born in Cyprus, which is an island in Mediterranean. I was born in Nicosia, which is the capital of Cyprus. I grew up there and then I went to Paphos, which is the smallest town in Cyprus, where I went to school there. I graduated school. I joined the army. I stayed there for 2 years, which I have some good memories from that, and some bad as well, of course. I came in the United States in 1997. My major is accounting, and I'll try to become a good, hopefully, accountant. I didn't go back for the first Christmas break that I came here. I went back for the summer, of course, and it was nice. Hopefully, I'll go back this summer as well. I don't really think that my major expresses me absolutely. My major is accounting. Of course, I like maths, I like numbers, I like accounting. But I think that there are other aspects in life that are important as well, like, I don't know, sociology, psychology, which are important as well. So the American system is quite good because it teaches you something else but your major. It teaches you your major as well, but you can learn some other stuff that you can't learn anywhere else. English is considered to be the second language in Cyprus. Actually, we start learning English from 10, I think, 10. We learn it at school. Most of us usually take extra courses in English just because we need to learn as much as we can. And usually there are private institutions that they teach you perhaps in a more organized way than public schools do. And everybody inside, almost everybody, okay, you can never say everybody, almost everybody applies to the school. Because you pay, you get accepted really easily. And it's up to you to learn as much as you can. And we start learning English, as I said, from 10 years old, and we keep going. You never finish because it's an endless language. I came in the United States in 1997. That was the first time that I came here.
Culture shock?
Not that much, because you see, most of the movies, the films that we see back home are related to the United States, so it's not that bad. I mean, the difference, there is a difference in culture, which is obvious. It's probably the first thing that you can realize. But it's not something, you are not exposed to live in that culture, but you know it. Most of the movies, as I said, that we see back home are bought from the United States. So it's not that you face a culture shock. I think the shock is more when you actually live there, because the way of living is much different between here and there. And not only the way of living, probably the values as well, the principles. I would say that Americans are more concerned about money. Greeks, well, yes, they are concerned about money, but not that much. I mean, there are other things that are important for them as well. For example, I don't think that any Greek would say that his family is not important. I was really shocked when I saw that in the United States, if you are 18, you just leave home. Back home, you never leave home. Okay, never say never. You leave home, yes, that's true, but I don't know, your parents have this feeling that even if you are 60, and your parents, if they are alive anyway, you are still a child for them. You never grow up. You are always a child. And they would say, oh, my child and my child, and you are always a child.